It took some time to sort out the details. She, a slender woman, brown hair and silver eyes, robed flying a small ball-shaped vehicle of a type these smugglers had never seen, had arrived and spoken with the band's leader, Halaf. She'd left soon after, to the relief of all the others, who were intimidated by her forbidding manner. Halaf, shaken, emerged to say that three Jedi would be arriving soon.
Three Jedi?
Bastara sounded offended. Ben grinned at her.
Smugglers know Jedi represent law and order, so that made us three targets they'd want to kill, not just two. Hey, welcome to the Order.
She did not look at all happy with the unofficial membership. Three Jedi would be coming, and the crew of this station would kill them in a fast and efficient fashion, by planting explosives on the boarding tube with an automated detonator. When the three visitors were in the tube, the explosives would blow, vaping the Skywalkers and Vistara Kai. Jade Shadow, naturally, would drift away, damaged or destroyed, and perhaps be irretrievable. Luke fixed Cardia with a querying look.
Which wasn't what happened.
She shrugged.
We got the sensor data on your yacht. Nice expensive yacht. We decided we wanted it, which meant capturing it intact.
Luke nodded. For once, greed was our savior. Cardia shrugged again, unrepentant.
So he threw Halaf and his daughter in the brig and set up the ambush.
During the account, Luke had been broadening his senses again. And now he could once more feel the pulse of dark side energy that had drawn him to this station. If Abeloth had left, what was the source of the energy? He pointed in that direction.
Take us that way. And if anyone else from the station attacks us, we'll just let their blaster bolts hit you before we start blocking them.
Understood.
With a long-suffering sigh, Cardia led them from the warehouse module and took extra moments to activate her comlink and tell the others on the station to stand down. Luke's sense of the dark side energy led through several other spokes and hubs, until finally they reached a larger module, which Luke recognized as a century-old Corellian module, normally used for med center stations. It had to have been stolen from somewhere. It was neither old nor damaged enough to have been decommissioned.
Our command center.
Stone-faced, Cardia led them into its center and to the station's brig. Only one of the eight cells was occupied. In it, sitting on the cell's sole chair, was a middle-aged man, short, skinny, and gray-bearded. Beside him, stretched out supine on the cot, was a young woman, lean, angular, and dark-haired. She might have been as old as 20. Her eyes were open, but rolled up into her head, so only the whites showed. An unsettling look. And from her radiated the dark side energy Luke had felt all this time. The Force users and Cardia entered the cell. Luke glanced at the girl on the cot. She seemed stiff, unresponsive.
Who is this?
My daughter, Fala.
Halaf did not stand, and his body language said that he was as dejected as a man could be.
She's going to die.
His eyes narrowed, suddenly full of fury, which he turned on Cardia.
Your fault. Her death is on your head.
Cardia shrugged.
By the way, I'll quit.
Halaf scrambled to his feet, but Ben gave him a little shove, and he fell into his chair again.